It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. President Biden's nominee to lead the Bureau of Land Management has been confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Republicans accused Tracy Stone Manning of supporting acts of environmental sabotage during the 1980s. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised Stone Manning on the Senate floor.
As head of Montana's environmental agency, she earned a reputation not only as a skilled policymaker, but also as an honest broker, one who commanded the respect of conservationists and ranchers alike.
The Senate voted along party lines, with majority Democrats voting to confirm. The Bureau oversees more than 8 million acres of public lands in Colorado. Denver Public Schools' new superintendent has paused discussions around possibly closing or consolidating 19 schools because they're too small. Alex Marrero says he's heard from families and teachers that now, during a pandemic, is not the time to be putting extra stress on schools. Public school activist Margaret Bobb has been following the issue.
Hearing him put a pause on this is evidence that he's actually listening.
The district has about 5,000 fewer elementary school-age students because of declining birth rates and high housing costs that are pushing families out of the district. With drought, climate change, and overuse, demands for water in the Colorado River Basin exceed supply. Local and national water leaders are meeting at the University of Colorado to talk about how to manage a shrinking resource. Laura Lee Cloud with the Southern Ute Tribe in southwest Colorado says most people who live on the reservation have to haul in water.
Sometimes it's about $300 a load of water, and sometimes, depending on the weather, you may not get it.
Tribes in the Colorado River Basin are calling for the U.S. government to fund water projects to make good on treaties that promised livable and healthy reservations. Janitors at Denver International Airport go on strike today. Their union and the airport contractor that employs the workers failed to agree on a new contract last night. The janitors say they deserve more money after working through the pandemic. They currently make $17 an hour. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.